Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me warmly welcome head of the delegation and honorable delegation members of Republic of Benin. Your Excellencies, Benin has incorporated a gender-sensitive approach into its strategies to achieve the sustainable development goal. All the same voluntary reports which adopted for the SDG, Sustainable Development Goals of United Nations, including the program of the growth of sustainable development, national policy, promotion of gender equality, sort of multi-sectoral action plan for the period, which including this year, so during the reporting period. Constitution Article 26, which provides special legal provisions which going to the discussions and adoption in the Electoral Court 2019. I will not go to the quota system, which including by you, especially in 29 places in your parliament, especially, and but we got your answer on the list of issues that there are no temporary special measures under the Benin's law. There are, however, laws that grant women special rights. That's why we have the part of the concerns, including partly implementation of the Article 4, but at the same time, there are some problems. When we say about the natural of temporary special measures, especially how they must be implemented and understanding of the government. What kind of temporary special measures and positive discrimination implementation in Benin for the women and girls directly accessible to the state services? Please provide information on any plans to use temporary special measures such as quotas to accelerate the equal representation of women in decision-making positions, not just in parliaments, but especially, for example, in local councils, municipalities, and high-level government positions. What kind of temporary special measures were adopted, implemented in public, cultural, sport, media, judicial, social, and other spheres of life? When we say about the temporary special measures, we need to include that the intervention not just in one side, but all sides of life. That's why what was done especially in the work with the health structure during the COVID-19 limitations, what kind of temporary special measures was adopted by your government especially for the fighting with such kind of diseases worldwide? And last, my question, it's about the statistic data on positive discrimination implementations, which coming from your labor code at the same time and labor legislation. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.